If you want to win, you got to get someone that people want to vote.
Yes, we need to run a beloved American in 2020.
No, I won't.
I won't. You would win.
You might win.
You run, and Michelle Obama as your running mate.
The sisters will come out.
On that note, though, of you've talked about celebrities, and you've suggested that perhaps on the left they should run some big-name celebrities. Now, my question for you is, though, if they do that, those celebrities, once they get in office, they have to govern. They have to lead.
Yes,
haven't we now seen that,
right now.
Experience, whether it's serious business experience or serious governmental experience, experience matters. Do you still feel the same way now that you've seen Trump?
Yes, because the celebrities on our side, first of all, are smart. If we ran
Al Franken, Tom Hanks,
has political experience.
Who wouldn't vote for Tom Hanks for president of the United States? Come on.
I think Oprah. Many Americans feel that those celebrities are out of touch. I'll tell you, a lot of people would say they don't understand my needs. They like the elitist.
We're on TV right now. Americans love celebrities.
America loves celebrities because that's why they voted for him. They thought they knew him. They believed that was his office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I talked to as many of these voters as you have. Yeah. They believed he was actually in his office doing. My face fell off.
Businessman.
As a businessman,
they looked at him, even his television show, he looked like that savvy businessman. What I'm saying is, if you take, look, hey, I want you to run celebrities. I'm a conservative. I don't want them to win. I don't want the Democrats to win. But I would say,
if you run,
maybe.
Let's be careful with that.